Welcome to the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast, where we discuss the technical and people side of safety. Safety should be your primary leadership tool for discovering more about your people and culture. Your host is Dr. Mark French, also known as the Safety Dude. Mark is a credentialed, experienced, and passionate professional with experience in automotive, food, chemical, nuclear, e-commerce, and energy sectors. He is going to share information and anecdotes from years of experience in the people side of safety based on industrial and organizational psychological theories. Safety is so much more than a technical skill. It is a motivational need that defines the culture of your organization. Employee safety is a meaningful business practice that makes a direct impact on everyone through direct behavioral engagement. That is why your organization should be using safety as a key method to learn about your culture and lead your teams. Thanks for joining this episode as we talk through current issues in people management and how they impact our everyday workplace.
And welcome to the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast. Hello, I am your host, Dr. Mark French, and I am so happy that you have chosen to join me on this episode. And you know what? Let's just jump in. I am excited about this one for not the right reasons. Unfortunately, it's more or less one that I've gotten fired up about. I've done a lot of research in a couple of days and really looked at a topic that hit the news recently, last week. And just for this one here, it just struck me. And it's something that I just, you know, I needed to jump in there, I guess. So there was an explosion at a chemical plant, small batch pharmaceutical plant in Newburyport, Massachusetts. It left a few people in the hospital. They recovered, and one person was killed. And there's a lot going on there. There's a whole lot with looking at what happened and looking at the history of this facility that I think is very pertinent. And if you happen to see the news when it happened, there's been some really interesting video that's just astounding. There was one especially of someone's doorbell, the Ring doorbell, that kind of had a side view of the chemical plant, and you can see the explosion. It looks like a rocket taking off because they said one of the tanks actually ended up into an adjacent area, and you can see it. It just explodes up, and you can see the trail going up, and it just balloons out. And I'll post a link to the news story. That video may be part of it. Depends on how it evolves, of course, when they update those stories. But you can see how big it is, and then you hear the room, and then you hear wind from this doorbell. And then there's other videos starting to emerge from other areas that had, like, cameras that were kind of looking in that general direction. And just the light show that this explosion gave off was unbelievable. Firefighters had trouble getting in there, and it was just a terrible, terrible event. And absolutely what I want to talk about is leading indicators. A leading indicator can tell you two things: which way you're going. Are you going the right way, or are you going the wrong way? Are you going up, you're going down? That's the point of a leading indicator. This was a lagging indicator. We know how unsafe this was because of what happened, because of the explosion, because of the damage, because of what just happened. But just some interesting statistics that I was just looking up, and some of these were put on the news, and some were things I just looked up on my own. There was an explosion, a smaller explosion that didn't result in any injuries in 2020. They had a major fire that didn't injure anyone in 2021. OSHA citations that were in 2019, 2020, and 2021, all involving PSM issues, flammable storage issues, and HAZWOPR training issues. So training, lack of protection, and lack of policy. And I was watching one news story in particular, and they had a statement from the company that, you know, safety is our highest priority. Yeah, I don't even have to comment on that. And then you see that we have policies and procedures that keep these things from happening. No, you don't. No. Your OSHA citations tell me differently. The explosion tells me differently. The whole situation tells me differently. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating from a professional standpoint of listening and seeing that and going, what are you talking about? There's no way that you take this as, you take it seriously now because things are bad, but you were not taking it seriously before. Absolutely not. There was no care about it. And I think one of the things that really hit me hard was it was over the night shifts, a small crew of people that were working over the night, evidently. And unfortunately, the person that was killed was the night shift supervisor. And it makes me wonder if they saw things going south and the supervisor got his people away and then went to see if he could stop it, went to see if he could fix it. I wonder. And that sense of someone who had that kind of responsibility put into a situation where it didn't seem like there was going to be a win there, that didn't seem like there was a way, is very unfortunate and extremely sad. And it fundamentally, I've met a lot of people in the safety world that were doing that, that when I come into the situation where things are not looking well, things are not going great, they haven't had a lot of support, but yet there's little bright spots within the organization. Like maybe there's one department in particular that has a really nice safety record. And the people there are genuinely, where other people are kind of giving you a frowny face as you're walking through, there's people that are somewhat more neutral or a little bit happier or a little bit more engaged. And you start talking to the supervisor and you see that person really embedded within his group or her group. They're in there. They're doing the work side by side. They're also giving that leadership. They're also giving that support. And they're also caring about their people fundamentally. Like they're the ones usually that will try to, if let's say investment in safety is not high as some organization, they try to find ways to slip it in. Like, well, I ordered it as a tool or I ordered it as a production item, which is sad. That's, I've met supervisors that have had to do that over the years before there was an established program for safety. And yet you see these bright spots of people who are doing that. The real leaders, the real people leaders, the people who really care about what they're doing. And they take that self-pride on themselves and they take that moral, ethical route and they make that choice. And that's hard. It's really hard. When you look at peer pressure and psychologically, it's easy to cave and follow the rest of the crowd. It's really hard to be the one that says, this is not right. I'm going to figure out a different way to do it and to take your own path. And so when you meet someone like that, they're a gem. They're that diamond in the rough. And it's hard to find them. But I've met a few. And I've met a few really wonderful people who are that. And tons of respect for what they had to do, making that tough decision when it was tough to make. And that's important. And it's also, it's easy to point a finger, and I'm not trying to point a finger here. I'm not pointing a finger at any individual. There's an organization here, and there's probably a central leader somewhere that did not do what they should do and knew they weren't doing what they should do. And there was indicators that they were not doing what they should do. And yet there are still people out there who are working their tail ends off. They're working so hard to keep their own personal ethical standards high, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of where they are, and doing it in the right way, and caring about their people first most in safety. Because it's easy to go with the crowd and go, well, productivity first, we're going to drive it out there, we're going to get things done. It's another thing to say, my first thing is I want to engage my team, I want to keep them safe, and by doing that, I know for a fact they will meet their productivity goals. And that happens. You trust in your people will build that trust back, and it will grow and it will flourish. But I want to talk a little bit more, kind of get off topic here. I want to talk a little bit more about leading indicators and leadership on the second half of the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast.
TSDA Consulting. Learn you. Lead others. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator is an amazing tool. Problem is that it can be easily misinterpreted. Dr. Mark French is MBTI certified and ready to help you discover your inner strengths. The MBTI assessment can help with team building, stress management, communication, conflict management, and so much more. Individual and group sessions are available to help you discover what makes you great. For more information, visit us on the web at tsdaconsulting.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast. Talking about the explosion in Newburyport, Massachusetts, small chemical manufacturer, and we're talking about leading indicators, that a leading indicator can tell you the direction you're going. Good, bad, forward, backward, however you want to look at it. There's leading indicators, and there were some leading indicators here, and some were not, they were lagging indicators that really should have been pertinent, like a fire, an explosion previous to this one that injured and killed people. And OSHA citations in 2019, 2020, 2021, those are things that tell you, and they're lagging indicators that tell you things are not right. Things are not working the way they should be working. Things are going in the wrong direction and actually are in the wrong direction. They're in the wrong bucket. They've gone the wrong way. A lot of what I believe in, a lot of what I try to teach, a lot of what I try to believe in and empower people for is good leadership is safety leadership. If you're a good leader, safety is inherent. If safety is inherent, you're a good leader. And I believe that. I believe these two things go hand in hand because of behaviors, because of people management, because of a lot of theory and psychological theory that goes into it, that if you fundamentally care about a human, you care about their safety. And if you fundamentally care about people, people will build that trust and things go well. It's a great principle. I believe in it. And here's another great example. And I went to their webpage of this chemical manufacturer that had this explosion. And I've just done some digging around on their webpage to see what's there. Show me what's there. Show me your leadership. Show me what you have. And it was eye-opening in a few ways. So it's interesting. They had like a whole list at the bottom, they had a picture of their building. And then there was all these awards they had won, leadership awards. And I was like, how do you win leadership awards and have these kind of safety issues? But then I started digging a little deeper and started looking at the dates on it. They won leadership awards in 2014, 15, 16, 17, 19. They had like excellent delivery and quality scores. Like they were bragging about how excellent they were from 2009 to 2016. And then it just stopped. They had no other leadership awards past 2019. They didn't have any stats of like, hey, we are a business leader. Because some of their early stats were, we are business leaders. We are leading the pack. We are in the top nth percentile of how good we are at what we do. And it's like 2016, the quality stats kind of ended. In 2019, they didn't win any more leadership awards. 2020, explosion. 2021, fire. 2019 PSM citation, 2020 flammable citation and hazmat citation, 2021 follow-up PSM citations, 2023 explosion that hurt four and killed one. Leading indicator. What changed? First thing that goes through my head is I want to know in around 2018-ish, 2017, 2018, my guess, and I'm truly just guessing here, and I couldn't find anything that would tell me any different or help me understand it, there was a leadership change. Somewhere at the very top, there was a leadership shift. Someone new came in. And I would love to see and look at the profile of the leader before and the leader now, or the leader during that period. I want to see it. I want to know what they are. I want to know who they are. I want to understand what they're about. I want to see their background. I want to understand them because decisions have been made over and over and over, regardless of the data. Like suddenly you're winning all these awards and you quit winning them. What did you do? Suddenly you have a fairly what will be established as high quality, high safety, but from paper. And then it's gone. Where did it go? And what causes someone to lose these awards? Like, you're consistently winning them. You just got to keep the pedal on the gas and keep it going. Keep going. For someone to come in, something changed. And looking at other theories out there, there were decisions made on leadership. There were decisions made on finances. Guarantee it. Because it almost always showed to a very, I mean, if you look at the Krauss-Bell Group and some of their research on decision-making and leadership and how it detrimentally affects significant safety events, here it is. Here's the data. Here's that leading indicator. They were making decisions then, and they were losing their leadership awards, losing their quality awards, getting OSHA citations. So, I mean, right, we're already seeing the lagging indicator stacking up. And then this horrible disaster, preventable disaster. And there was decisions probably. I think when we look at statistical certainty, more than likely there were decisions made that led to this event that you can pinpoint some of the key decisions. And personally, I'm guessing they were cost cutting. I'm guessing there was a thought said that, why do we need these awards? We can make money if we don't do these extra things. We don't need to be the best in quality. We just need to be good enough so our customer buys it quality within spec. We don't need all this safety. We just need to be enough not to be in super trouble, or enough so that we can actually pay the fines and move on. Because it's cheaper for us to run it cheap, not invest the capital, and just pay the fines. There were decisions made, whether they knew it or not. They were making some sad decisions that led to this event. And I've never seen something so clear. And I think that's what really brought me into this news story, was when I looked at it, when I went to the webpage, and all of a sudden I'm like, leadership awards. And then you see a timeline, boom, they're gone. Quality stats, boom, they stopped publishing them. And then you go to the OSHA webpage and you start seeing, at the same time this ends, these begin. To me, there's a correlation. To me, there is definitely something there that needs to be addressed. Oh, so preventable. Well, I'm really happy that you joined me for this episode. Such a great tie between leadership and safety. One thing I want to talk about real quick is that coming up next week, I will be in Louisville, Kentucky. The podcast will be on the road. I will be on the road. Hope you come by. Talking about safety, great conference. Lots of great speakers. I'm honored to be there. If you're around Louisville, Kentucky, still a chance to get in there and see it. I think you'd really enjoy it. Have the booth there. I'll be talking about safety, the gateway to engagement. Sounds powerful, doesn't it? But we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about safety, and hopefully you can join us there. Well, again, I'm glad you joined me for this episode of the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast. Until next time we chat, stay safe.
Thanks for listening to the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast. Join the online conversation at www.markafrench.com. All opinions expressed on the podcast are solely attributed to the individual and not affiliated with any business entity. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes. It is not a substitute for proper policy, appropriate training, or legal advice. This has been the Leading and Learning Through Safety podcast.